Chris Clark came to Newport in 1949 to begin his radio career at WRLM, now WADK. He worked there along with fellow inductee Chuck Stevens. Chris later worked at WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia, and WBSM in New Bedford, before going to WPRO-AM in Providence. Chris is also known for his tenure as sports director at WJAR-TV Channel 10, but is perhaps best known as the first voice of the Providence Friars from 1959 to 1984.
Well, my very happy days with WJAR Radio started back in 1971, and it was sort of halfway through the basketball season, and of course we moved over here and continued to do those exciting Providence College games when, well, they were pretty much at their peak. You know, I think a lot of people ask over the years which game or which particular event might be a highlight. And when I look back at all the exciting games I think we did here, it's hard to zero in on just one game, maybe two or three. Of course, is that, you know, that fantastic Michigan game here at the Civic Center a couple of years ago.
We have Michigan with the ball, and they can put it away right here with two free throws. Campbell committed the foul. So back down the other end of the court, then another good shooter at the line, John Robinson. And of course, this is a one-on-one now. He puts a shot up, it is around, and oh, no good! Flyers have it, 18 seconds. Has to bring the ball over the middle, he comes now. 14 seconds to go, top of the key with it, spin around, 11 seconds to go, looking for somebody, he's got to get rid of it, Campbell, 8 seconds to go, 7 seconds to go, he's at the foul line, he feeds the Savages, puts it up there! 3 seconds to go, 82-81, 1 second, and Michigan calls a timeout. Just listen to this crowd.
One that sticks out in my mind in games I think we broadcast here would be in the NCAA Finals, the National Finals, in 1973. It's the only time, of course, that we had a local team go to what they call the Final Four, and the Providence College team was just a whisker away from winning the national championship. And it's a very famous game, and that was so exciting. They were playing Memphis State in a semifinal game, and the Friars could very well have won it had not Marvin Barnes been injured late in the first half. They went on to lose to Memphis State. Memphis State, of course, went into the final against UCLA. But you kind of think back and wonder what would have happened if that injury didn't take place, because the first half of basketball was certainly one of the greatest ever seen in a national tournament at the finals. That was pretty much one of the most exciting things I've ever done for WJR.
High ball game here. They had a 4-point lead on the left sideline. Schwartz holds the ball. Gives to Chimene, left of the foul circle. Spins completely around. Back up to Schwartz. Behind the key, it goes to Woods. Looks right. Passes into the corner to Wilkins. Drives in the basket. A left-hander up around and in by Lenny Wilkins. And TC leads again. 17 to 15. 5 feet in front of that basket. He put that left-hander up. Here's Ryan feeding to Huggard underneath. Huggard all passes off to Driscoll. And the traveling violation called against Villanova.
They will put the ball in play with mid-court. Schwartz gives in to Egan. Huggins on top of him. He gets around Huggins' ball and then circles back right. Moves off left, right. Then he goes right again behind the key. Bounce pass to Schwartz. 3:37 left in the fourth overtime period. The Mayor takes the pass from the sideline. Bounce pass to Schwartz. Lays it up to Schwartz. The Mayor takes the pass from the sideline and lays it up to the 2 points. Providence leads by 5. 84. 79. Here's a shot up in the sideline. So Villanova has taken the rebound. Cleared by Woods. And the Flyers are fighting now. And they're starting to get things to go their way a bit. They've got a 5-point lead.